If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Shay from Seattle is. Shay, are you there?
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah, Shay. Were you listening to the men's room on Friday at 5:40 to get the cheat sheet by any chance?
I was not.
Steve, it is a level playing field.
Nice.
I know you love that. Now get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Shay has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
How many books are in a trilogy?
3.
Correct. Where on the body will you find the gastrocnemius muscle?
Stomach?
No.
Your belly?
No.
Your throat?
No. What software giant was founded in Albuquerque in 1975?
Pass.
In Star Trek, what was the name of the main ship?
The Enterprise.
Yes. Sapphires are typically what color?
Blue.
They are. How many of the 7 wonders of the ancient world were from ancient Egypt?
2.
Yes. Which rock star's birth name is Michael Balzary?
Pass.
Which war was the setting for the TV show MASH?
Korean.
Yes. What is the chemical symbol for potassium?
Potassium. Pass.
What country has hosted the most Olympics?
Switzerland.
No.
Greece.
No. You scored 5, Shay.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. Ayo. I won't lie. That cheat sheet, it could have been a little bit helpful.
Too busy in Yellowstone.
Oh, really? Fun.
What's fun?
Just getting home.
Just getting home from Yellowstone.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Steve, welcome back to the studio. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
How many books are in a trilogy?
3.
Yes. Where on the body will you find the gastrocnemius muscle?
In the butt.
No.
The stomach?
No.
The mouth?
No. What software giant was founded in Albuquerque in 1975?
What software giant?
Yeah.
Albuquerque. I didn't know anything good came out of Albuquerque.
Wow.
Microsoft.
Yes. In Star Trek, what was the name of the main ship?
The Enterprise.
Yes.
USS
Sapphires
Enterprise.
Are typically what color?
Sapphires are blue.
They are. How many of the 7 wonders of the ancient world were from ancient Egypt?
Let's go 3.
No.
4.
No.
5.
No.
Damn it.
Which rock star's birth name is Michael Balzary?
Oh, that's Flea.
It is. Which war was the setting for the TV show MASH?
Vietnam.
No.
Ooh. World War II?
No.
World War I?
No. What is the chemical symbol for potassium?
P.O.?
No.
P.T.?
No.
PR?
No. What country has hosted the most Olympics?
America. The United States of America.
Yes. Steve, with a little time on the clock, you scored 6, and that is a victory. 6-5.
2 wins today.
Sorry, Shay.
Oh, that's all right. Good game, Steve.
Take care, Shay.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
The gastrocnemius muscle can be found in your leg. It's your calf.
Really?
Yes. The number of ancient 7 wonders of the ancient world that were from ancient Egypt is 2.
It would be funny to go to like someone say, "Hey, what are you working out today?" I'm like, "My gastrocnemius."
Use that today at the gym.
Yes.
Yes, for sure. The war that was the setting for the TV show MASH, our friend Shay knew that it is the Korean War, and the chemical symbol for potassium is K.
Oh, duh, yes.
I know, it was right in there somewhere.
Yeah,
in that beautiful brain of yours.
It was not between my ears, no.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, Ichiro was inducted into the Hall of Fame, and he had some amazing moments throughout the speech, but none better than the things he had to say about his wife.
Incredible story he shared about a date that they went on.
You'll hear what it sounded like after Blind Melon. Yesterday, Ichiro Suzuki was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Everybody's been looking forward to this.
Did you watch? I forgot this was even happening until I started seeing all the social media posts about it. And then I was like, I thought it was the Mariners Hall of Fame one. I'm like, oh, that's happening today? Weird. And then I realized, oh, no, this is the big one.
It was the big
Cooperstown.
One. And it was a little bit of everything. Very, very heartfelt.
Yep.
A lot of personal reflection. He was funny. He even poked fun at the writer that did not vote for him.
Baseball taught me what it means to be a professional. And I believe that is the main reason I am here today. Not because my skills are better than others. 3,000 hits or 262 hits in one season are achievements recognized by the writers. Well, all but one of you.
I do love that. It's just like, oh, yeah, I'm going to bring up a chance just to remind everybody that there was one idiot voter.
We'll never forget.
Who, for some reason, chose not to try and induct Ichiro into the Hall of Fame. It's like, I feel like there's always going to be that one contrarian.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, there was one that had a vote for the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Dumb.
And by the way, the offer for that writer to have dinner at my home has now expired.
Plus, it was cool that because in the past, when Ichiro would do interviews and press conferences, it was always through a translator. So the fact that he did this entire speech, and it wasn't a short speech, it wasn't super long, but he did it all in English, and I thought that was really cool.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
Also, he does a great Rick Riz impression.
When I showed up at the camp each spring, my arm was already in shape, waiting for Mariners broadcaster Rick Riz to say, "Holy smoke! A laser beam strike from Ichiro!"
And the crowd was there was a lot of Seattle Mariners fans. A lot of people.
So cool.
That's cool that people travel all the way to Cooperstown just to be able to be there for Ichiro's Hall of Fame induction.
And he did talk about our fair city and the Seattle Mariners.
I am also grateful to the Seattle Mariners for believing that I could become the first position player from Japan in American baseball. I have been in love with Seattle and the Mariners ever since. Thank you, Seattle. And to the Miami Marlins.
Because he also then thanked like the Yankees, then he went on over to the Miami Marlins, and man, this might have been my favorite part of the entire speech.
Oh, God.
And to the Miami Marlins. Honestly, when you guys called to offer me a contract for 2015, I have never heard of your team.
Burn.
He was in Major League Baseball at that time, but they were National League, so maybe he was just like, I don't really get to face those guys, so whatever.
Well, we mentioned earlier what he had to say about his wife, and he did share an awesome story.
There was much doubt when I decided to try becoming the first position player from Japan in MLB, but it was more than just doubt. There was criticism and negativity. Someone even said to me, "Don't embarrass the nation."
Okay, that's kind of heavy.
Yeah, like, hey, don't screw this up, man.
Because his whole speech was about how like he was just wanted to be the best in Japanese baseball, and then all of a sudden he hit that, and he was like, "Okay, well, what's next?" Okay, now it's like, "Oh, I want to be the best in Major League Baseball." Mm-hmm. But you know, you're leaving Japan, being like a rock star, big fish in their pond. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, hey, if you fail, it's going to make our baseball look weak.
Yeah, don't ever come back.
That's kind of heavy to put on the shoulders of just some 27-year-old dude that just wants to see how far he can make it in baseball.
For sure.
The person who supported me the most was my wife, Yumiko. All of her energy was focused on supporting and encouraging me. She made sure that our home was always happy and positive.
Unlike me, who's miserable. No,
I try to be consistent as a player, but she's the most consistent teammate I ever had.
Ichiro's getting so laid that night.
So laid.
Right? I mean, there he is, just showing. And then he shares a great story about a date that they went on.
Shortly after I retired, Yumiko and I had a date night. We did something we had never been able to do while I was a player.
And we can't share it because it's very NC-70. No. To imagine if he just said something.
Vulgar?
No.
we sat in the stands and enjoyed a Mariners game together. We did it the American way by eating hot dogs.
That did get me thinking, like, how crazy it is, like, there are Major League Baseball players that, because, like, that maybe have never enjoyed a Major League Baseball game since becoming pro, because, like, they're just knee-deep in being a pro player.
For sure.
So you don't get to enjoy just, like, the vibe of being in a ballpark.
Totally different experience.
Of all the experiences baseball has given me, enjoying a hot dog at a game is the person most responsible for helping me reach this moment is the most special.
That's pretty cool.
That is very cool.
Do you think you got a Seattle dog?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
Those are so good. And so I mean, do you like a Seattle dog?
I freaking love a Seattle dog.
You do? I mean, I think if whoever invented it...
It was high. Cream cheese, jalapenos.
Right.
It's delicious, though.
It's so good. And you like the grilled onion on there, too?
Absolutely. Oh, give it all to me.
So were you guys around when Ichiro played?
Like, yes.
You saw him actually play?
Yes.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
It was pretty... Dude, I thought about that even. I'm like, that's cool to be able to one day be able to share with someone. Like, hey, back in my day, like someone would say, I saw Babe Ruth play. I remember seeing Ichiro when he was a rookie, Danny. Great, he was 27. He was a dominant force in Japan. But he came here. He's a freaking rookie. That season wins Rookie of the Year and League MVP.
Wow.
Helping the Mariners have 116 wins that season. Granted, let's not talk about the postseason. But that's still an insane accomplishment that in your first year in pro baseball, talk about having that pressure from your country.
Oh, my gosh.
I think he delivered, right?
He rose to the occasion without question.
And I got to see him back in those days. I was getting to go into the locker room to interview players. I mean, that was kind of crazy to see Ichiro in the locker rooms.
Ooh. Was that the year that they went to, like, what year was that? Was that
2001.
That was the year they went to that. Okay.
Awesome.
I know nothing about my Mariners history, guys. I'm learning with you guys
today. You're doing great, Danny. You're doing great.
And at that time, there was a this is a weird thing to bring up. He didn't bring it up in the speech. I don't know why. But there was a weird bounty for a picture of Ichiro naked at that time. Do you not remember that?
No.
What?
I can't remember who it was. It was probably like some internet company. It was trying to get some publicity. And they were offering $1 million to anyone that could get a picture of Ichiro's... batting balls, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they were trying to offer $1 million. And don't get me wrong, like, I would have never done it. But I was in the locker room when guys were, like, coming out of the shower. I'm like, this could be my $1 million payout.
Wow. I can't believe you didn't try harder.
Well, what did
$1 million? Like, say less. I will get the picture.
I feel like I would have been tackled and they would have broke my phone if I was there, like, snap, snap, Ichiro got it. Let's go.
Well, back then, like, what were, like, the cell phones weren't even, like, a...
You're right, yeah.
So it's, like, it was probably, like, a flip phone, and Steve's just there, like, hey.
No, and then I might get a clear picture. I had my Polaroid wrapped around my neck, and I'm just ready, let's go. Ichiro, turn around, quick.
The Daily Migs Show.
Over the weekend, there were not one, there were two Morgan Wallen shows at Lumen Field.
I missed them.
Me too. Darn it. Parking was very expensive, though, so many people had to voice their opinions about what they were paying. We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Morgan Wallen was in Seattle for two shows at Lumen Field over the weekend.
Yep.
And parking was rather expensive.
Yes.
We'll call it Morgan Wallet.
Okay. Do we have to?
There was apparently a parking sign that went viral because parking was $100.
Oh, that's all it was? That's cheap. What are we talking about?
I mean, I think Taylor Swift parking was a little bit more expensive than that, but still.
I mean, that's sad to think. Like, I would view $100 to be like that. That's how much you should pay for like a week of parking or a couple weeks of parking.
Absolutely. Yeah. So many people have voiced their opinions on this expensive parking for Morgan Wallen. So we must go straight to the comments.
We found a few of these comments, and we figured, you know, who better to read these than someone who's a true country artist as opposed to this Morgan Wallen crap?
Willie Nelson.
No, but that would have been a good pick. But think along those lines.
Johnny Cash.
Think along those lines with somebody who does not have a wiener.
Dolly Parton?
Let's go.
The queen.
The queen of country, Dolly Parton.
Does not have a wiener.
It worked. The clue worked, Danny.
It did. It did.
I come to win. All right, so here's Robot Dolly Parton reading some comments about the parking prices at Morgan Wallen's concert. Are you ready?
Yes.
It's cheaper to pay that you didn't pay for parking fine than it is to park.
That is a solid point. You could just get a ticket, but then you run the risk of getting towed.
Yeah, and that would be real bad. That's very expensive.
Then that's a few dollars more than the $100 for parking. Have you ever done that where you're just like, you know what? It's worth risking getting the ticket as opposed to parking, paying the parking price?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I've done that in like moments of desperation where I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get a ticket for this, but I
do it anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I just don't feel like. And luckily, the one time I think I did it, I didn't even get a ticket.
Why? You are such a bad boy, Steve.
I've told you about that many a times. I'm the baddest they come.
Remember when we thought $15 was ridiculous?
Actually, I don't.
I don't. Dolly, I don't even remember a time that $15 was what you paid for parking downtown.
Since I've been driving, if someone said $15 to park, I'd be like, hell yeah.
That's amazing.
I paid $125 at the Lumenfield garage for the weekend.
Oh, for?
For Morgan Wallen.
Okay. So like 2 days for $125?
I have no idea.
That seems like a good deal.
Nowadays, right?
Well, parking was $40 for Arizona and we got the best walk out. David Spade is Joe Dirt.
Now you just brag.
Yeah, shut up.
Okay, so that's the thing that he does now at multiple concerts, because a lot of people were talking about how Marshawn Lynch, Seattle Seahawks legend, came out with Morgan Wallen as part of his quote-unquote walkout, which is like a video. It is kind of cool. I saw the video of it. It kind of builds the anticipation. It's like Morgan Wallen walking down like the aisles and the row in the like backstage,
yeah,
working his way to the stage, and then Marshawn Lynch helps walk him to the stage, and they call it the walkout.
That's a pretty cool thing.
And so apparently in Arizona, it was David Spade dressed as Joe Dirt.
I bet they lost it.
I would have lost that. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I'm looking at some of the other celebrity walkouts. Oddly enough, did you guys hear that Hulk Hogan died?
Oh, God.
Apparently, Hulk Hogan was a walkout for him one time in Florida, which I'm sure, you know, he's like a Florida icon, so I'm sure people went nuts over that. Also, Drake. I wonder how the reaction was for that. Brett Favre did it.
Interesting choices.
Well, I gotta imagine it's all like, it's regional specific.
Sure.
Like, you pick someone who's popular in whatever town you're in, and then get that rub for the hometown crowd. No? Okay.
Did it cost more to park than the concert tickets?
I doubt it. So I gotta imagine those tickets were very expensive.
My husband and my brother got two tickets right before that were like in an obstructed area for $75 a piece, which I thought was a pretty good deal. And then they just moved to an area where they could see.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say that seems like a bonus that you go to the concert, at least you don't have to watch it.
Oh, God.
It was only $70 for Def Leppard.
Okay, now you're bragging again. We got one more comedy. You ready?
Yes.
If I had to pay that much, I would end up throwing furniture off the roof of a 6-story bar. That's just me, I guess.
Okay.
The one thing I just could not get over was how much that stage that he had looked like a man's region.
Did you kick yourself for not going then?
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
We need your help, Rockaholics, if we're going to do what we have set out to do, and that is putting 400 brand new pairs of sneakers on local children in need. We've gotten some awesome donations over the last couple of days. We are getting closer to our goal, but we still need your help.
And big shout out to the anonymous donator who donated $1,000 yesterday for Kicks for Kids. We are approaching $6,000 raised, and we could use a lot of help with that. So Rockaholics, donate right now at KSW.com.
You're moving, you're sipping your coffee, and you're probably a little bit curious as to what is happening out there in the world, especially in pop culture. And there's a ton. So we're going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Happy Gilmore 2 is finally out on Netflix.
Everyone is talking about it. Come back, kid.
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore.
You've been watching me play Mr. Gilmore. So inspiring.
My dad loved you, man.
I am so sorry.
Give him here. I got some Gorilla Glue.
So all in all, I feel like everybody that I am friends with or talk to over the weekend seem to be watching it. A lot of people are having mixed reviews, especially from the world of critics.
And also just my social media page, all of my friends online are just like, one post will be like, this is the greatest movie. This is the most awesome sequel he delivered. To other people being like, do not watch this movie. It is pure trash.
It had a 66% critic score and a 72% audience rating.
Okay, so we said on Friday we're going to watch the movie. Now, did you?
I did.
Danny, did you?
I sure did.
All right. I did most of it.
Oh, come on.
I'm like 15 minutes away from being done. I was getting real tired last night. It was time to shut it down.
I'll be honest. I fell asleep watching it Friday. I had to watch the end of it on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
But I did get through it. I thought it was very cute. I thought it was really funny. I loved all the callbacks to the original.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that all the cameos were fantastic. And it just had a really fun cast. I have zero complaints about it.
Danny?
A+.
A+.
It was so good. And I went into it expecting pure trash. But at the same time, it's kind of like that's what you thought the first one was going to be, too.
Right. It's Happy Gilmore.
And I was looking at it, and after, I was like, what are the first? Because everyone, holds that movie so high. That one got less Rotten Tomatoes score than the sequel. The sequel has more. It's only by 3%.
Right.
But also, I was just like, yeah, this is exactly what I expected from this movie, and it's one of the best things Adam Sandler's done in years.
Yeah, that's the thing, I think, with Happy Gilmore and Adam Sandler movies. If you're going to critics to base your decision on seeing this, that's kind of silly, because critics are not going to like this movie, at least for the most part. Dude, I watched it, and I feel like I'm falling in line with everybody's posts on social media. One minute I'm like, this is so great, I love every second of it. The next minute I'm like, this is so bad, why am I watching this? I went up and down so many times. On the whole, I enjoy most of it. I wish it was about 30 minutes shorter.
It was almost 2 hours. That's a long movie.
I don't think this movie needed to be 2 hours. It was right around the part, I won't spoil anything for anyone who hasn't watched it yet, but there's the point where things kind of fall apart when it looks like things are going well and then things fall apart. I feel like they could have wrapped it up right around that point and we would have been good. But then there's that second phase of why he's playing golf. And I'm like, oh man, that started wearing thin on me. That's why I was like, I got to shut it down, man. I'm kind of hate watching it right now because I'm tired. But for the most part, it's exactly what like what you guys are saying. It's exactly what I expected. It's Happy Gilmore too. I don't think they insulted the legacy of Happy Gilmore with this film. But I also don't think this was better than the first.
I agree. I wasn't expecting it to be better than the first, but I really liked the way that they incorporated the first throughout the flashbacks and things like that. It was really great. And the soundtrack, top notch.
I wrote down the soundtrack was freaking amazing.
Yes.
The montage to Jukebox Hero.
Yes.
I was like, let's go. I got fired up for that.
It was really fun.
Then there was another part where they used The Cult, and I was like, that was pretty awesome too.
Oh, yes. I thought they did a fantastic job.
I also love how he works his own wife into his movies, and the way that she's a part of this is freaking hilarious.
It was so great.
And his kids too. Those were some of his kids.
Yes. Yeah, the daughter, right?
The daughter, yeah. And I believe some of his sons are in it too.
That's so wild.
And for us wrestling nerds, one of his sons was MJF, the one with the muscles.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, he's a wrestler for AEW, and he was in the movie, which I thought was pretty awesome.
Oh,
yeah,
nice. Yeah.
But all in all, I thought it was a fun film.
I'll watch it again.
I've seen worse on Netflix.
100%.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you have what it takes to defeat Steve Migs? We would love to see it this morning. He has a record of 251 wins, 75 losses, and 62 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Beat Migs at 8:50.